I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with Jazz Set, celebrating 20 years from NPR Music. From the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C., we're going to immerse ourselves in the wondrous music of Thelonious Monk. The pioneering pianist left a treasure trove of compositions and recordings during his long career. And on stage, one of our current jazz treasures, Benny Green, is getting ready to play some of the best. Peter Washington is on bass, and Kenny Washington is on drums. Baritone sax man Gary Smullyan will join the festivities a little later in the show. Now let's all settle in as Benny Green plays Monk in surround sound on Jazz Set.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. That's called Monk's Dream. At the drums, please say hello to the great Mr. Kenny Washington. And on the bass, the incomparable Mr. Peter Washington. Right now, we'd like to continue with another original by the great Thelonious Monk. We hope you will enjoy. Thelonious.
The Benny Green Trio is dancing to Thelonious. And before that, Monk's Dream on Jazz Set.
This is called Jackie Ng. Thank you.
That's Jackieing, named for Thelonious Monk's niece, Jackie. The Benny Green Trio. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater, wrapped in surround sound. Stay with me. Benny's got a special guest up his sleeve. Thelonious Monk was known as the High Priest of Bebop, and for good reason. He helped create the revolutionary style, which fermented in late-night jam sessions at clubs like Minton's Playhouse in Harlem. Monk's compositions were cornerstones of the new sound. His influence was pervasive, but Monk remained a little obscure, until 1962, when he signed on with a major label, Columbia Records, and recorded Monk's Dream, his biggest-selling album. His renown became such that by 1964, the pianist found himself on the cover of Time magazine. Not long after, Bert Green, a tenor saxophonist and sculptor, played Monk's Dream for his son in the garage of their family home in Berkeley, California. It was the first music Benny Green ever heard. And so it was that Monk became Benny's primary musical influence. Young Benny turned out to be a prodigy on piano. He began studying classical music at age 7, and then worked his way through Berklee High School's widely respected jazz program. In 1982, Benny moved to New York City, and since then, his musical journey has taken him many places. From proving grounds like the piano chair in Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, to mentorships with jazz giants Ray Brown and Oscar Peterson, and on to a decade's worth of exuberant music making with his own trio. To this day, Monk remains an endless source of joy and inspiration for Benny.
This next one is called Trinkle Tinkle. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Peter Washington. Kenny Washington. It's our great pleasure right now to welcome to the bandstand 5-time Downbeat Critics Award winner. He asked me to say that, but the real deal is that he's wonderful. That's what really matters. Please welcome to the bandstand the great Mr. Gary Simoleon. Next one is called Let's Call This.
Thank you.
Gary Smullyan's nickname is Low Blow, and he's doing just that with the Benny Green Trio on Jazz Set.
And Gary Smullyan on the baritone saxophone. Thank you, folks.
Here's Five Spot Blues. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We will be back shortly.
Five Spot Blues by Thelonious Monk on jazzset.npr.org. Benny and the fellas are really just getting warmed up.
Jazz Set with Dee Dee Bridgewater is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, Art Works. Kennedy Center Jazz on Jazz Set is sponsored by Audi of America. Performance schedule at kennedy-center.org/jazz.
One of the best things to happen in jazz this past year was Benny Green getting his new trio together. He's got a dream rhythm team: Peter Washington on bass, and Kenny Washington on drums. Benny says they keep him honest and inspire him to practice. However, I think practicing is a Benny Green thing.
We hope you enjoy this next tune. This is called We See. You dig?
The set is closing with Nutty. What a great stroll through the Thelonious Monk songbook at the KC Jazz Club in Washington, D.C. The Benny Green Trio is Benny Green, piano, Peter Washington, bass, and Kenny Washington, drums, with special guest Gary Smullyan on baritone sax. Gary Smullyan played on Jazz Set many, many times in the 1990s with the Carnegie Hall Jazz Band. Boy, do I miss that band. Our thanks to Kevin Struthers, Director of Jazz, and Gene Thill, Jazz Program Coordinator here at the Kennedy Center. Our team is Mark Schramm in Washington, D.C., Studio Engineer Ginger Bruner at KUNV in Las Vegas, Surround Sound Mixer Duke Marcos, and Becca Pulliam and Thurston Briscoe III at WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey. Jazz Set is music and performance every week at jazzset.npr.org. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater, back next time with more great music.